hands up. Let me see you get loose.
This is going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Free agency kicks off in exactly 3 hours. Rumors, of course, swirling everywhere about what's happening around the National Football League. And the biggest rumor out there right now has the Browns linked to Darrelle Revis. Revis Island, could it come here and form arguably the greatest cornerback tandem in the history of the game alongside Joe Hayden? I don't know. We'll talk about that. Your thoughts on that? That'd be a heck of a lot of money to be locked into two cornerbacks and, of course, your defensive backfield when you think about the fact that Tashawn Gibson was tendered yesterday at a second-round value, which means the team can negotiate a long-term deal with him, which they're doing, or he can play out that tender, or another team has the opportunity to sign him. The Browns would then match it. If they didn't match it, they would get a second-round pick in return for him. Yesterday, Craig Robertson also tendered at that second-round level. And then below that, Ishmaili Kitchen, Johnson Batamosi receiving the low tender. The big rumor is Revis right now. That's the biggest name linked to the Browns thus far. Trent Cole, who was here with the Browns, was linked to the Colts, but now they're saying there is no deal on the table yet, that is not a done deal for Trent Cole, so the Browns still in the running for him. The big news, though, the Browns have made a signing, and that is Brian Hartline, the wide receiver, former Canton, Ohio native, Ohio State alum, 28-year-old.
Yes, good to have him.
Good to have him. Fourth-round pick in 2009. He had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons in 2012 and 2013. Here's what Ray Farmer had to say about him. He said, Brian is an excellent teammate. He's a crafty and savvy player with very good hands and is a precision route runner. He can win at all three levels. His size, hands, and route running make for a good combination. He's going to help us at that position. We're happy to be able to get him on our team. Reportedly 2 years, $6 million. Fair price to pay. 6'2 is going to bring some size to this team. Hartline's been excited to get back into Ohio and hopes that he's a critical part of this offense and helping them compete for a division title, Matt.
I love this signing. I really do. You know, we were in favor of the Josh McCown signing because it made sense to move on from the Brian Hoyer era and move into another direction. Just happened to be, again, the stopgap of Josh McCown. But I feel like this is a significant upgrade. And what I love about this deal is we're not paying him a whole lot of money. He can be highly productive. If he goes back to those 2012-2013 numbers, at what we're paying him, this is a huge win for the Cleveland Browns. And I think for us, we've now shored up. We have a sure number three in Hawk. We have a sure number two in Brian Hartline, and what we do either in free agency or potentially landing one of those big three wide receivers, which seem probable now with some of the signings that have happened in front of us, we're going to go out and get that one, and these guys are going to be a part of something very special, you know, and productive on the offensive side of the football and allowing the Cleveland Browns to score points, which we've struggled with at times, and I love it as a signing. It's safe. I think it's a win for Brian Hartline, you know, to extend his career, to come back and be here with his family. And lastly, like Ray Farmer said, you get a great teammate, a guy that's going to play like a Brown, that in that same quote as Ray Farmer continues on, and Brian even goes into detail, sitting down with DeFilippo and Mike Pettine talking shop. It was just like, you know, like they were old buddies talking offensive football, and he just felt at ease and wanted to come back home to Ohio, so we're happy to have him.
Happy to have Brian Hartline here. And again, I think when the Browns always stress competition, he's going to compete to be that number two receiver,
sure,
which is what I said yesterday on Twitter. And people said, well, who's the number one? I don't think he's in the building yet.
No, he's not.
I can say he's not in the building. There is not a number one receiver
there
in the building
not.
Yet.
No, there's not.
So the Browns either need to add somebody else or they need to draft somebody, but something needs to happen for this team on this year. So basically, actually, Brian Hartline, Aaron Wilson saying Brian Hartline's deal, $4.5 million, $1.5 million bonus, salaries of $1.5 million and $3 million. So
yeah,
that adds
two
up,
for seven,
that
isn't
adds
it?
Up six. Adds up
or
to six.
Okay.
Two for six. So I think a very, very
great deal for the Browns.
Good deal for the Browns. Guy, like I said, 2 years of 1,000 yards receiving in 2012 and in 2013.
And also, too,
for
Nathan,
the Miami
has never had less than 30 catches in a year.
He's been consistent. He's been solid. Last year was a little bit phased out of that offense.
Yep, he was.
Jarvis Landry
kind of
came
system
in
there
and took over for him. But he's a guy. He's still young, as we said, 28. He's 6'2", averaging over 14 yards per catch for his career. Somebody who can get down the field, and I think that is an important piece. And also somebody with some size can win on third down. Never been a big touchdown scorer, though. Never
no.
had more than four in a season. Even in his big 1,000-yard seasons, was not a big touchdown guy. But Brian Hartline, somebody who I think can come in and help this team. And like I said, in those years when he had over 1,000 yards, yards over 70 catches can be a reliable weapon for the Cleveland Browns, and that's what you're hoping to get out of a guy like Brian Hartline. Good hands, as Ray Farmer talked about, for his career, just under 60% catch rate. I think this is, again, this is not a huge epic signing. I think it's a smart signing for the Browns. Guy who's averaged about 8 yards per target for his career, which is a very healthy number with his ability to get down the field. And a guy who, like I said, is going to compete for that number two role and should be able to play a significant role and be a friend to these quarterbacks on third down.
I just want to throw this out there to compare what we do this year in free agency to what we did last year in free agency. I think this is obviously a step below Dante Whitner and a Carlos Dansby signing, but might be right along parallel with an Andrew Hawkins signing, a guy that was highly productive, you know, in that Bengals offense, but in the shadows. And I think that Brian Hartline was very productive in Miami, and last year just went into the shadows as a part of a new offensive makeover that he just didn't fit into, which is why they released him, and his number got significantly high. And we get him here for 2 years, almost to what he would have made for 1 year in Miami.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's a very good deal. When you look at what his salary would have been, $5.5 million in Miami, they released him. The other part about it is we've been talking a lot about compensatory picks. Brian Hartline, because he was cut, does not count in your compensatory pick equation. And when you know that right now Buster Skrine's going to get good money, the rumor for Brian Hoyer's deal that it's going to be around what Josh McCown got, around $6 million per season, which puts them up at a good level for the Browns in terms of compensatory picks going to Houston there to compete with Ryan Mallett. So he's getting kind of very good backup bridge quarterback money,
sure,
which is good for him down in Houston, but it's also good for the Browns in terms of their compensatory pick program. Again, Brian Hartline signing, is this like the answer at wide receiver? No, I think it's, again, part of the solution at wide receiver. That's what I think. And we're going to hear from Ken Lavica, Dolphins beat reporter from ESPN 106.3 in West Palm, to talk Hartline at 2:05. Mary Kay Cabot, who broke the Darrell Revis story, will be with us at 1:30, and we'll talk about that one. I don't think the Browns are done at receiver. I wouldn't mind seeing them bring in a Cecil Shorts as well, another guy, a Kenny Britt, and draft somebody. I think that you still need to continue to throw things at this wide receiver position. Brian Hartline, a solid signing, not the end-all be-all for this team at the wide receiver position, though. I don't want anybody to kind of be under that impression that we're saying this is a massive difference-making season. He struggled a little bit last year, didn't really fit that offense, and that's actually what something that is you want to do in free agency. Find guys that you believe can play who weren't in good situations, so you're getting them below their market value, and hopefully that's exactly what the Browns did with Hartline, who came off of those back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons and struggled last year in Miami, just 477 yards.
Sure, absolutely. And I think, you know, the one thing that we know for sure about a guy like Brian Hartline, if you watch his tape and also what you saw out of Andrew Hawkins last year, is our 2 and 3 prospectively wide receivers right now are high-motor, great route runners, which is going to make it easy on any quarterback, regardless of who it is, whether it's Johnny or Josh McCown or Nick Foles or whoever somebody may potentially that we draft. They're good route runners, so you know where they're going to be, and they're going to give you effort running their routes every single time they're on the football field. And that is the epitome of playing like a Brown, which is why it makes complete sense to bring him here.
And that's why he is here. Again, the allure coming back to Ohio. Another wrinkle is that he played with, you know, if the Browns were to go after maybe a guy like a Charles Clay, played with him in Miami, could help in the recruitment area.
Sure.
Because in a transition situation, that player, if he receives multiple offers, can only sign one. We heard today the Buffalo Bills, by the way, will be putting in an offer for Charles Clay, the transition tagged tight end, who many consider to be the best tight end on the market right now.
I think the Jets also, too. He's going to stay in the AFC East, it seems. The Jets are interested as well.
Jets interested as well. So obviously it's a tough situation when the guy's like out of transition tag, but perhaps having Hartline here can be something that helps. Trent Cole is a guy that was the Browns certainly liked. We heard Mike Pettine talk about him very highly at the auto show last night, and we will hear some sound from the Mike Pettine experience at the auto show last night as this show progresses. But really, we want to hear from you, and here are our hot topics. Call your shot. Who's the one player you want the Browns to get? The one guy out there. Is it Revis? Well, also, what did you think about Mike Pettine's comments last night at the auto show? After hearing his comments, who do you think starts game one, McCown or Manziel? We'll play some of those comments when we come back. Also, Brian Hartline is here, and we'll go through around the league. We'll go through all the latest rumors and signings, et cetera, going around the National Football League. But right now, it does sound like Revis is going to be courted by many, many teams, but the Browns are one of them, and we will hear, as I said, from Mary Kay Cabot at the bottom of the hour. I don't know if it makes sense. I think when I hear everything about how this team is not building to win more games immediately with a 1-year, 2-year bump, but they're looking to build long-term and become a Super Bowl team, that I don't see how Revis at $18 million a year fits into those plans.
I don't either. And it doesn't make sense. And I think also, too, that just...
Not to say I wouldn't like it.
I would love it if it happened. And like I always say when it comes to a free agent, is if you don't overpay and you get him at a bargain, it would be amazing to have him opposite Joe Haden. But that all being said, I think that signing a Revis goes against the philosophy that Ray Farmer and the precedents that he has set in building this team and this roster with the drafting of Justin Gilbert, with the K1 Williams, with Pierre Desir, and obviously with Buster Skrine potentially hitting the market, but you never know. The Browns have kept things underground, and maybe keeping. We've talked about the fact that it doesn't make any sense, but I just think that we have the player that can play opposite Joe Haden. He is on our roster right now, and I don't think the need for Darrell Revis makes too much sense to go out and have to make a deal.
It would be unbelievable, but I don't want people to go crazy with this. We saw Joe Haden getting excited, saying there'd be islands everywhere, and he's fired up about it. From what I seem to know about this organization and their philosophies, I think that it would be a lot of fun, and I'm sure the coaches are going to be lobbying for it very, very hard, but I just don't know that I see it actually happening with the Cleveland Browns. Now, some news from around the league. Harry Douglas, the wide receiver from the Atlanta Falcons, signing a 3-year deal with the Tennessee Titans. Shane Vereen right now rumored to be going to the Giants, but the New England Patriots still in the mix there. He's been a valuable part of that offense as that pass-catching back. I've heard if he goes to the Giants, they'd bring in Roy Helu, who's a very productive player for the Washington Redskins, can catch the ball in the backfield to kind of take over that role in New England. So those are some of the big stories right now around the NFL. We'll keep you posted on other things. Tyvon Branch, the safety cut by the Raiders, signing a 1-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. A lot going to be happening here as we go through. Ryan Mallett is done. They're saying, yes, that Brian Hoyer to the Texans is a done deal as well. Report coming from Jason Lockenfora that it will be about $6 million a year. Jabal Sheard is being linked heavily to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now. The Browns player looking to go back to that 4-3, be a 4-3 defensive end. I think that'd be a good fit for him playing
with Lovie
Smith,
yes,
down there in Tampa Bay. So these are the stories that are out there right now. We'll keep you posted. Another note from here, and this is a guy that the Browns could make a play on. He has not been good lately, but Ray Farmer was in Kansas City at the time that he was drafted in the first round. And Adam Schefter tweeting right now, the Chiefs releasing Dwayne Bowe this week. That's what indications point to them releasing him
this week.
Again, wouldn't count against the compensatory picks. Would be a guy who would come in and would be your number one receiver. And you'd hope that you could get him on probably a 1-year, 2-year deal,
yep,
a prove-it deal, and see if Dwayne Bowe can come and start to play at the level we've seen from
wouldn't
him.
Wouldn't hate that. I'd like that because I think Dwayne Bowe's not a guy that you're going to overpay for. And he knows that, and hopefully his agent does too. He needs an opportunity, as you said, a prove-it contract. And that's what he needs. This would be a great platform for him.
A great platform for him. Come in. He's a physical guy. He's a big guy. He's a strong guy. And, again, that could be the kind of player that you could see the Browns target. 60 catches, 754 yards last year for Bowe. He struggled the last couple of years. We're not going to sugarcoat it. 6'2", 220 out of LSU. He struggled. Hasn't been to 800 yards in 3 straight seasons, but had those monster years in 2010, 2011. Has had horrible quarterback play.
Yes, he has.
By the way, Alex Smith doesn't feature his wide receivers.
Nope.
It was a problem when he was in San Francisco. He's a guy who could certainly benefit from a change of scenery, and Adam Schefter saying he is expected to be released this week. I would like that for the Browns. That is one that I would like, and then I would still go out and draft a Devontae Parker. I still think you're in good shape there if you do that. I think you're in good shape at the wide receiver position if you can push people down. It's always about competition there for the Browns at that spot. Got to get guys that can play and contribute, and they did that with Brian Hartline, but you still need to find that number one option, that big number one body at wide receiver for the Browns. When we come back, we want to hear, who do you want? Who's the one player you want in free agency? What are your thoughts on Revis? Is that something you would like? Is that something that makes a lot of sense to you? We will see. Let us know, 216-578-0850. Zagura Wilhelm, still to come. Mary Kay Cabot at 1:30, 2 o'clock. We'll talk to a beat writer from the Dolphins about Brian Hartline after further review in hour number 2. So a lot to get with here on Free Agency Tuesday here on CBD.